Marks the 7th of September, and that marks the 7th annual Small Business Friday, a movement aimed at mobilizing the nation to support small businesses. And now Mike Anderson, founder and CEO of the National Small Business Chamber, believes South Africa has an abundance of small business innovators and disruptors, and connecting these people in and assisting them to sort of flourish in is a key initiative for a Small Business Friday. And we have a chat this morning to the founder and CEO of the National Small Business Chamber, Mike Anderson. Mike, a very good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Zane, thank you very much. Very grateful to be on your show.
Business people are always up early in the morning, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of the golden rules, isn't it? Get up early and make a statement and get ahead of the nation.
You need to be in the office before everybody else. That's the key role over there. Small businesses, and this is a very great sort of area of my expertise and an area that I love to be in. And I'm absolutely gobsmacked and kind of like very upset about certain things. But we'll get to that. What advice would you give someone wanting to start their own small business?
Zane, we do know, it's challenging out there. And we also know that many small businesses that start out fail in the first 1,000 days. And then, and of course, and if you look around the world, and the history of entrepreneurship is that most mega entrepreneurs have gone from zero to billionaire status, have started in an economic downturn. So the important thing is, we have to adopt a number of measures. And if you adopt that attitude of persistence, perseverance, and passion, and you really have that vision and that determination to get ahead, then of course you can reach where you want to be. And if you keep going and you never give up, you'll always arrive at where you want to be. And these are the special traits that an entrepreneur needs to adopt to be able to get to that first 1,000-day threshold and move beyond that, of course, and build up a successful business.
Economically, South Africa is going through a tough time. Now, how is this impacting on small businesses? Is this a time where you sort of just, get everything together and bite the bullet while we are in this downturn, what they're calling a recession, a technical recession these days?
Yes, a downturn, a technical recession, and here again, like I alluded to, Zane, is that there's no better time to start a business, and that's the positive way one's got to look at it. You not only start a business, but of course remain in business, and it gives us the opportunity to really be brutal on the expenses. We need to get out there and build top line and become that rainmaker, that person who has the ability to find big deals, find big customers. So we have to fine-tune our abilities in order to really get there. But the point is what it is that whether you're starting out now or if you are in a business, we really need to ensure that we tweak the things that we need to do. Like Warren Buffett said, if we buy the things in life that we don't need, we will soon be selling the things that we need. So these are the kind of things that we need to do in this tough time. But of course, if you can conquer yourself, you can conquer the world. We can't change the factors of the downturn now. We can't change the taxation. We can't change bank charges. But what we can do is fine-tune our attitude towards ourselves and build on that, Zane.
Chatting this morning to the founder and CEO of the National Small Business Chamber, Mike Anderson, and Mike's giving us some insights into small businesses. I just feel sometimes, Mike, a lot of small businesses get swallowed up when there's malls opening all over the place. But what are the positives there to starting a small business, and how would you encourage people to start a small business given the economic situation they find themselves in?
Well, importantly, one of the important things and one of our big initiatives that the NSPC alongside Small Business Friday is, of course, Think Beyond a Job. Now, the Think Beyond a Job is really about showing aspiring entrepreneurs and existing entrepreneurs to change the mindset that any of us can start a business or remain a business on a shoestring budget. We don't need, if you look at the mega entrepreneurs around the world who've started in those little garages, have started a business with no money or very little money. So the point now is try not to borrow money to start a business. Use your own resources and your own initiatives to start out or stay in business and build onto that. And that's where it comes into the factors of ensure that you know, when we invoice, we get that money in quickly. And one of our big initiatives alongside, where I do a talk tomorrow to the media, of course, on Small Business Friday, is the prompt payment code, which is, of course, a powerful initiative now about to go through Parliament to get big business and government to pay small businesses on time, which is one of the big factors, of course, in South Africa, is that small businesses are not being paid when they need to be paid.
That is something that a number of people will be able to tell you. I know that there are a number of plumbers and electricians who, for instance, work for government. They do work for government, and they get paid in 90 days. And you can't, as a small business, carry that. How do we get around that, Mike?
Well, the point is, here again, you know, in my discussions, because of the prompt payment code and the intention of it, if you go onto the promptpayment.org.za site now, you'll see that many of the big players are signing the code. It's to get big businesses and government to pay small businesses on time or within 30 days or on agreed payment terms. And we're very grateful, and coming soon that will be passed through Parliament, where it will be unlawful not to pay a small business on time. And of course, we do know that it's the lifeblood of every business. And we see invoices, Zane, where you haven't been paid for 360 days on a service well delivered. And we can't tolerate that anymore.
Yeah, I know some people are still waiting for payment for from, you know, subcontracting for big companies.
Absolutely.
Even up to the 2010 Soccer World Cup, some people are still waiting for their money.
Absolutely.
What advice can we give millennials who've got dreams but no capital to start a small business? And as you alluded to the fact that, you know what, don't go and lend money, especially not in the economic recession we find ourselves. So what do we do? A young chef, for instance, who wants to become an entrepreneur, what advice do we give him this morning?
Zane, important to hear again, think beyond the job. You know, when I left school many years ago, and many are now leaving school, they're coming out of universities or colleges or etc. And one thing they don't consider is entrepreneurship. And sometimes, for me, not everyone is ready for entrepreneurship, but there's no better time starting as an entrepreneur when you're young. And the point is, we can't think beyond a job. And very importantly, you know, almost 80% of the mega entrepreneurs who've become billionaires, it's not all about becoming a billionaire. It's about starting out with limited resources. So we've got to change the mindset of the nation that we can think beyond a job and become an entrepreneur. There's over 25,000 different opportunities that we can all start with on a limited or a zero budget. So it's not about, and not only that, Zane, is if we think about it, when we are young, we have limited responsibilities. We can take that chance because, of course, the fear of failure and losing is, of course, always in the top of our minds. But the point is that we've got to search for the kind of business that we can start on a shoestring budget, all with no money. If we've got the mindset, if we've got the will, if we believe in ourselves and we can get out there, it's time to consider entrepreneurship as a viable career option.
Yeah, somebody said that, you know what, we should go into the actual production and the actual sort of, you know, the planning side of disruptive economies and the planning side of technology, instead of just being consumers of technology. So you need to shift your mind space also. Mike Anderson chatting to us this morning, founder and CEO of the National Small Business Chamber. What's up for tomorrow? What can people look forward to?
Well, you know, tomorrow everyone can get involved. And, you know, small business is the mainstay of our economy. It's the future of job creation. It's the only way where the alleviation of unemployment will materialize. So Small Business Friday is designed to mobilize the nation to go big by supporting the small. And we urge all your listeners and all those throughout South Africa to get involved. And how we can get involved is simply this. Go to the Small Biz Friday, Small Biz with a Z, smallbizfriday.co.za, and pledge your support. Then take that pledge and share it on all social media platforms on the hashtag Small Biz Friday. And really encourage all of us, because if small business wins, Zane, big business wins, yeah, the government wins, and the economy wins.
And the people win, because the small business sector, for me personally, is the way forward to where we're actually going to be creating more and more jobs, because the big businesses – you know, they do all kinds of funny things with human capital these days. So the small business is, you know, the man who has that little shop, that little takeaway shop,
and
he employs,
yeah,
and they employ three and four people, and absolutely, and actually have the sustainability to go forward. Mike, thank you so much, and all the best for tomorrow for the small
thank
business
you, Zane,
day.
I'm very grateful,
and have a good morning further.
You too, Zane. All the best to you.